Tu to vicky McKenna.
This is the second part of the recording. My name is Meera Nair. I'm with Oral History Summer School, and we are in Kite's Nest, and I'm interviewing Tahida Saida, and today is July 1st, 2016. Go on. You were speaking.
Hi, I'm Tahida. And my family background, I'm actually from a Muslim.
You were telling me about Operation Unite.
Oh, yeah.
Would you like to say something more about that?
Operation Unite, we actually do things for the community. We actually do, like gardening, community beautification. That's, like, the first volunteer thing that I actually did before I actually got out in some way. Although I don't want to talk about that. And then somehow I managed to get myself back into that job. It's just like I actually learned how to like improve myself, learn how to be more involved. Actually, it did start off with Miss Mosley. Then I started to meet Mr. Mosley, who taught me how to play drums. Oh, I can't forget, there's another leader too in drum. His name is Pete. He taught me a lot too, like the drumming, the bass. Although I had difficulties following the beat, and those times were like, I actually felt like I actually learned better, and I actually could speak now. Actually, before I can't, I'm like shy because I'm so like nervous how to speak right in front of other people, and. I could be like, I actually feel like a free bird now. And it's just like, it's a wonderful experience to work with like Miss Mosley, Miss Bernadette, Mr. Martin, Mr. Mosley, and Pete. There's so many others I can name, but there's like, I work with my own peers, have a fun time with them, do crazy stuff. We have good times, and then we have to like do chores, although we don't like doing chores, but she's like leading us to an experience of where we're gonna start and learn how to live on our own someday. Like colleges, we actually take college tours. We also take, we also do hip hop, drumming, kumba dancing, roll dance. I do those. But now we're not doing them anymore. But I love dancing. Just like, when it comes to religion, it just like backs you out. But it's like high school year and my job was like both together. So I actually like felt so good. Now my high school year is over, but it's just like I'm still connected to high school. Because there's so many people that I know them. And I actually had a good connection to them. And it is like, I'm gonna miss talking to so many people. And it was also going to be miscalled Trouble. Cause I don't know. I don't know how I got that name, but it's just like, they called me Trouble. Just like, where? Like, hi Trouble. Trouble is, yeah, sometimes I do things that I just like, okay. It makes sense why my name will be in trouble, but sometimes I feel like I get myself in trouble too in some way. And it's just like, when they call me that, it makes me feel so good. Like, oh, I have part of them. It's just like, I'm gonna be missed out calling that. But we call them, like, I do a lot of crazy things in high school. It's just like, I want to run around in the hallways, although I can't. Just like, when people start around, that's when I get a chance to. Until they actually chase this boy, it's just like, he said something that I was like, okay, I'm not listening. I just took off my sandals and ran and chased him. Just like, just for fun. It was just like, seriously? Like, what did you say? It was just like, I was just having a great time. Just, and now I'm not going to be with them anymore. It's just like, when am I actually going to see them again? Now I have my own friends too. But it's just like, I don't know if we're gonna ever meet again. It's just like, I was friends with them like throughout my high school year. Oh yeah, only three are from the middle school year. No, actually two. We're from the middle school year, and there was like one, actually three from high school year that I was friends with. They're like, they're fun, they're crazy, they're quiet, like, they do a lot of funny stuff, jokes. Yeah, well, I don't know. I just feel like there was that one friend that, no, actually it was two. That was like, they will always ask me for help, like when they didn't understand anything, I would just make them like try to make them understand it, like help them out, and then like get their work done. Actually, I did do one of my friend's homework assignment. And so she doesn't get a bad grade in her gym class. So I actually did it. So, I don't know. It's just like my year of class of 2016. That year was so much fun. All my class, all my grades. Being with them. I don't know. It's going to be totally different if when I'm going to receive them again. I don't know, it's kind of hard because I can't really let go of those people that I've been with, because I always been with them. Have good times, have bad times, but it was fun. I don't know what else to say. Yep. And I don't know, my younger brother in the family, he just somehow makes me proud though, because he plays soccer and track in school, so it's just like, yeah, he could actually get something good out of that. And it's just like, he, I don't know, when I see him, like he has a trophy that he got, MVP, and he has like a track whatever thing they give, like, oh god, it's just like, I wish I got that. And it's just like, he just does what he does, but he won't never let us down or back us down. Like, he knows like what's good, what's bad. He understands that, like, I don't know, where society looks at us, it's like we're really good because we're not so much into like electronics or anything. But we're like, we just follow what Islamic is, because the way our parents raised us in a way. And yeah, the youngest one is basically my favorite sister. Also, the oldest one is also my favorite one too. But she's like mostly my favorite one, but sometimes she's like kind of off. So she's the one who like keeps me like going up and still keeps me strong when every time I'm weak. And she's the one who like knows what's good, what's bad for me. And she was there like throughout my high school year, because I will always follow her around with her friend. And I'm like still there for her, and she's still there for me, so it makes me feel good. I just feel so good when she's around me, and it's just like, okay, I won't try not to do anything again. I still do a lot of crazy mistakes that she gets mad at, just like, okay, I won't do that again. And both of my parents, they're known, basically I could say they're known as a fire. The way I see, because like we had a lot of difficult experience, but my mom and dad, they're still fighting. It's just like, no, they're not giving up. My mom, when my dad had something else happen, my mom worked, and they're like, now my mom doesn't work. My dad, he's going through therapy right now, so he's gonna get his way out. So he's so strong. He loves working. Like, he has a workaholic thing. Now he doesn't work because of his health condition. But he's really actually strong. And just like, he doesn't give up. He'll do it for his family's sake. Although he gets mad at us for a few times, but he still loves us, although he doesn't show it. Also, Mom, she could be crazy, but at the same time, she loves us, and it's not fun when I don't argue with my mom, actually. It's like, I don't feel like home. It's just like, no, I need to argue with my mom some of the time. It's just like, okay, yell at me, okay, fine with that. It's just like, sometimes it just doesn't seem like home when I don't hear you yell at me or I don't yell at you. Like, sometimes I'm right and sometimes you're wrong. But I know it's not right, we're not pussy. It's just like, that's a habit of mine. It's like, when you just don't want to feel apart from your mom. Just like, what happened if I go somewhere like a 4-year college? You're not going to hear my voice. That's the thing that just always kind of gives me a side effect. Just like, I didn't decide to, like, why I decided to go to a 2-year. Just stay back at home, learn more, and take care of my parents first. Then I will make there's the right time for me to go to a 4-year. That's the time I will go. Just like, it's not the right timing yet. I'm just waiting. So yeah, sometimes. Good. We're done? Okay. Town of Hudson. Okay. I don't like Town of Hudson either. But Hudson is really diverse, although you don't see it. It just comes by. You just have to like find the way out and you will see it. Because where I work, I feel like there's a lot of diversity. We actually talk to each other. We actually have a lot of teamwork. So that keeps us like really strong. And we actually know about each other. We learn about each other. Like, those people we never talked in high school, we actually know more about them, like when we work with those people. That's how you know, like, when to interact. But you have to like walk around in Hudson, go somewhere, you will find those people. It's not always easy because they don't always come out the door, but when you see them, like, you will pass by them, you will say, hi, hello, nice seeing you. Like, there's so many people around here. And just like, you just have to feel the place and area. And shopping, there's a bus transportation. There's taxis. I don't know, there was so many crazy questions it was asking. It was just like, I couldn't answer that, but I'm not gonna say that. And it's just like, Hudson is not a bad place, but it's just like, you just feel like you're more connected to more people than the city. But the city I like about is the lights during the night. And it's just like, I have cousins there, so they live downtown of the city, although I haven't seen them yet for a while. And basically, when my dad's health condition was bad, they actually stayed there. And I have other cousins that are planning to come too, because they're gonna go see my dad. So it's just like, there's like one cousin that I actually didn't know. And it's just like, I didn't really know about them. It's just like, who are them? Who are they? Like, I never met them, I never seen them. And I have no clue about them. And I only know like few cousins that I really know. And my dad has a connection. And my mom has a lot of sisters and 3 brothers. I don't know how many sisters that my mom has, but my dad has like 3 sisters, 1 brother in the family. So I just like, my dad's middle dad, yeah, she's basically like the middle sister's daughter's coming, and there's another one, or my dad's various sister daughter is coming, with her husband and probably her kids too. But it's just like I never met them, so I don't really know how they are, and I don't know how we're gonna entertain them. Just like, would they like us? And especially this town of Hudson, no, not a lot of people likes it. And my aunt and uncle came here. They're basically like my mom's older sister. They came here, but there's like, they didn't really like it here, because it's like, the town is like this and everything. It's just like, I get it. It's just like, I know you was not gonna like the town of Hudson since when you first came. But it's just like, they somehow teach you a lot. And their cooking style is like, my mom and her cooking styles are like the same, but she actually adds a lot more spice now. It's just like, after like, my dad's, like, it was something else that happened that made them come, so we actually know more. Like, I start to know more about my family that I don't know, and keep them like this, and keep them strong the way it is. Although we're a family of six, we're like, we're still together, but there's some part of them, sometimes we're like kind of off, sometimes we're on. That's how we're off. And having a sibling is actually fun. They mess around with you, play around with you. But I don't know. These cousins, I haven't seen them. I don't know how I'm gonna talk to them. That's the question I'm still stuck, because I never seen them, and I only saw one of my cousins in Bangladesh that actually seen her. Her daughter, she's tall. And her and her daughter, they look like sisters instead of mom and daughter. Just like, it's like funny to look at it. Just like, I never met these people and I'm just seeing them face to face. Just like, it's gonna be a totally different experience for me because I never seen them before. Like, okay, my dad has another, my dad's older sister had a daughter that I didn't know, and it was just like, because I only know the other two, the other daughter and the other son that was married, and I actually seen them, and it was just like, it's totally like a different experience. Yeah, but their daughters are pretty. It was just like, come on. I think that one is just like, oh god, why do you have to make yourself so pretty? It's all in the jeans.
Can you tell me a little bit about where you're from?
Actually, I'm from Bangladesh, but I was born here. So I actually like lived here for such a long time, but actually I went to Bangladesh when I was younger, and I have a lot of relatives, basically a lot of brothers there than sisters, so just like from either side. But it was actually nice meeting them, seeing them, talking to them, having a good time with them. But yeah, but my favorite place was over there was Jaffalon was so beautiful. Although they was having reconstruction during that time, the water is like really fresh and looks so clean. It's not dirty or anything. It just looks so nice. It was such a beautiful place. Bangladesh is also crowded and noisy, but I hate the fact they drive in really high speed, because they have a lot of accidents there too. And they also have a lot of riot. And this is another funny thing I find it really funny when there's a lot of Bengali people over there who are obsessed to come to America. It's just like, well, when you come to America, you have to do work by your own. You have to find a job on your own. It's just like, although America is a good place to live in, but you have to do everything on your own. Just, and That was another thing about. Yeah, it's so funny because I actually speak a different. I don't speak like how Dakota people speak. I speak Suliti though, so it's just like they don't use P, they use F. So when they say pizza, they say pizza. And when this is a new word I actually learned, it was like fahani, because they say berani, like going out. And then we call it fahani. That was like, what is that? Do you need to go to the bathroom? That's when I first time met. I was trying to learn my own language again. Because I lived here so long, I couldn't even speak my own language. Because every time I speak my own language, I'll always add English. And it was just like, I don't know how I was going to talk. It's just like, and yeah, I was made fun of because of, like, I can't speak Bengali. It was just like, I got mad because of that. Because it's just like, because I'm not spoiled. Because, like, how my parents raised us, we lived here, but we're more like, we're focused on the religion. We're really focused onto it. Like, we won't let go. Our beliefs are really strong in our family, so we keep that strong. So that keeps us all of us strong. And we manage, like, no, we're not doing this, nor doing that. Oh, God. Bangladesh is so crazy there. The traffic jam and everything. But I like about my mom's house, and they're kind of like city wise or anything. Because, like, my mom has, the three of her siblings, their house is really close by each other, so it's just like we could go around one house to another. And that was the good part about it. But I hated the fact that over there, girls can't really go out as much. It's just like, I got really mad. It was just like, I wanted to go outside. I want to have fun. It's just like, no, it's not like that. So, in order to cover myself, it's just like, I wish I worn a burqa instead. And it's just, in order to, like, go out and just cover myself a bit. Shopping over there, that was crazy because there's like a lot of cars and motorcycle animals going by, and yeah, I'm afraid of dogs, so I get really scared. I would start screaming. And it was hard to cross the road. I remember going with my aunt, crossing the road, going there. Oh yeah, there's a lot of homeless people there who ask for money. So it's just like, that was the difficult part. It was just like, God, can you please go away? You're freaking me out. They was like, they would literally bang on your own car. Like, literally on the car. It's just like, okay, just give them money, but don't give all of your money because you kind of need it too for yourself. Like, for, like, food and everything else. And, just like, I remember seeing a homeless people, their bodies and everything. It was just like, oh God, this person had no legs and it was walking. Then this one person had like his hand like this chapped down and he was like walking, like wobbling, and then he tapped on our car. It was just like, oh God. They're like literally freaked you out. Like, they will literally bang on your car. That thing, they want money from you. That's the one thing they want. Just like, I get their situation, but it's just like, you can't always give our money out because we also need it too. And there's a lot of them. And I remember this one old lady. It was in those, what's it called? They're like car bike in a way. They're car bikes. What's it called? Sanji. And there are those, like, that. There was an old lady, she was wearing a white sari. She was like literally banging, she was like saying, she can't talk. She's like, I got freaked out, but it was just like, okay, give the money. And she was like, she was calling someone. Just like, who she was calling? And I was just like, I felt bad because this is an old lady who just walked around in the street. So many of them, like, you don't realize it. Like, they're everywhere. Everywhere you go, there's all of them. And yeah, and it's just like, homeless people actually, like, got my attention. Because, like, there's homeless people, there's prisoners, there's other people in other places who doesn't have anything, or they don't have rights. Like, they really don't know what home feels like. Also, like, in the city, like, when you go to subways, you actually see those people, like, sitting there. They're asking for food, they're asking for money. Like, they don't have none of that. And I remember seeing this video. It's supposed to be, like, they was doing an experiment, like, a kid and this guy. They was giving more of the money to the kid, and the guy didn't got any. Like, and they were saying, like, go get a good job, you're a big man. And I was like, he can't have a job. He can't even have a job. It's just like, he's living on the street because of his, what he went through. I'm just like, but this is a neat thing about homeless people. They actually have a heart in them that you just don't see it. And sometimes, like, in society, they could, I don't know, some people could go selfish in some way, but they don't realize what they go through. Yeah, is it? And prisoners, they're a different story because, I don't know, some prisoners, I feel like they didn't do anything, and there's some prisoners who did. But it's just like, you don't know who's innocent, who's not. But it's just like, there's so many prisoners who probably did drugs before, but they probably quitted it, like, for a long time. Or, like, murderous crime is a different thing. But it's just like, when it comes to drug addiction and everything else, just like, they could at least give another chance. If they do that again, don't keep them in prison. It's just like, they should have a life too. But it's like, prisoners, they have a life too. But it's like, their life is taken away because they're behind a jail cell for, like, the rest of their lives. It's just like, they don't know how the outside world is, like, they used to live in. Like, how it feels like to live in the world that we live in now. Like, going shopping, having fun, doing parties, having fun with friends, doing crazy stuff that we never did. Just like, when you're in prison, you don't really get the chance. It's like, to have fun, have a good time. Like, I don't know. Prisoners, I am actually interested, because one of my English teacher in ninth grade in high school, she read this book named Monster. Got me into, like, interested in prisoners. It's like, I actually want to talk to prisoners, how their life was, and, like, how it changed them. Okay, I want to ask stupid questions too. Like, what do you like? Is it okay for me to bring food in for you? Like, get that home feeling back. That's the thing I feel like they don't have. And there's also people who's in drugs. Although they're, like, hard to get rid of. Like, in drug addiction, it's just like, you need to just bounce a ball. Like, hit the ball and make them drop the drug. And keep bouncing it. Like, get them into a habit of something else. Like, that's what I'm trying to indicate. Like, smoking, drinking alcohol, doing marijuana, doing cocaine. That's not gonna get you anything in life. Drugs are the one who's, like, making you backing out what you really want to do. Skydiving, scuba diving, or, like, any other fun stuff that you never did. Like, why do you want to take drugs and just ruin your life like that? Health class, I learned, like, drugs actually makes you take the wrong decision in life. Like, why take drugs? Take something else. Like, take something else. Like, take a drink, like an apple juice or lime punch at least. That will at least punch out your drug, but you need to somehow like change your addiction into something else.
What do you think of sort of practicing your religion here? You mentioned religion.
Oh yeah, religion. Religion, actually, religion, I wanna like keep it strong, like my faith. Like, you want your faith to still go on and continue going on, like beyond the future. Like, so it's just like continue like doing the five prayers a day, continue reading the Quran every day, continue like doing everything what we learn from like in the masjid, like continue doing that. So your own culture doesn't fall down. Because it's like, somehow I don't want like my own faith to like go down the drain. So, and Islam is a really strong faith, and a lot of people, actually, there's a lot of diversity that actually convert to that, and they actually do the back, they actually follow it. Just like that's a good aspect of Islam. And Islam has a way of like teaching you how to get rid of the bad deeds into good deeds. But not a lot of people understand that. Because after 9/11, that changed. Like, we're looking at the wrong way. Like, ISIS. Like, where ISIS came from and where's Islam? Islam taught us not to do violence. They do violence. They do gunshot. They're killing like kids and children. That wasn't Islam taught us. Islam taught us to respect others. Islam taught us to be pure. That was not pure, what ISIS is doing. Just like you're killing kids, you're killing women. And there's so many others. They're like using them like as a bomb. Just like what is this? This is not Islam. Islam has a way of being pure. When you're not following the rule of Islam, you're gonna get punished. Being in the hellfire for like your whole life in there. Burning to death, screaming, getting a lot of snake bites. That's like a nightmare. And heaven is a place you want to go in there. That's a key to get in. Doing the five prayers. It's just like, okay, if you're this Islamic person, you do five prayers, you read the Quran, and then you do a gunshot. That's not Islam. Like, you like shoot at someone. Like, that's not Islam. We're not supposed to kill people. We're actually supposed to like respect people. And there's another thing. Like, if anybody wants to come into mosque, let them come in. We respect them, feed them, honor them. That's the thing we don't like. My brother told me, like, in the mosque, they don't do that. Like, really? Like, are you kidding me? Like, I know this already. But some of the time, the uncles feel like. I feel like not all the uncles know like what is the real meaning of Islam. And it's just like you have to respect them, feed them, honor them, let them stay there like for a while, let them follow them, religion, and like let them eat, respect them. And it's just like I heard a lot about the prophet, and I don't know, most of our prophet's name was Muhammad, right? I don't really know, but it's just like there's so many things that I could find the wrong, and they haven't did it right. But it's just like there's some things we can't do, like we can't date, we can't like I don't know. There's so many others. You have to be like fully covered. It's just like if you just notice something wrong about that person, just do not. We just do not say anything. Let them find their own mistake on their own. Just say, a lot of things right and there's a lot of things wrong. Islam has a way of like changing the way you think, changing how you do things. But when you do Islam like wrong, there's like some side effects that it's not right of Islam. And my younger sister has a friend, she's religious, and she actually found some wrong than some right. Just like doing prayers, it's like the main key to get into like heaven. And doing like all the other things, like giving charity, that's one part of Islam that you could do and you should do. Like give charity to others, give money to the homeless, or like, actually I feel like you could also give food to the homeless too, because they don't eat anything either. And it's just like, it's good to donate to your own society. And Islam has a way, I don't know that much, but it's just like, I hear a lot of things from other people, so that's how I know it. My own younger sister, she just like looks up things about Islam, listen about it, and this and that. It's just like, she tells me a lot, and also like, what is right, what is wrong. I just hear a lot of stories from her, like, this prophet did that. And I remember this one prophet, and the mosque I was talking about, he was a happy person. Happy prophet, everybody, like, I don't know, he was always happy. That's the thing I know. There was another one, there was like this teacher, like this one student, because it was like, he knows a lot about Islam, but I forgot the names of those three. But there was one, he won't even slaughter the chicken because he knows that God is looking everywhere. Only God could see everything. And God is only one for Islam, but other cultures, there's like many for them. And prophet is also too.
So is there anything else you want to say before we, you know, something that you would like to stay on the record?
I don't really know. I felt like I said everything what I could say.
Something about your life here?
My life? It's actually going great here. Just got into kindness. Hopefully I could stay much longer here and also stick with operation, right? My job, my family, everything is actually great. And I don't know. I just like, I'm just waiting when I could actually get started. Because like here, I actually looked online like, oh, they actually videotape people. She's like, oh God, how am I gonna talk right in front of the camera? I was like, I didn't get time to say to my own sister. It's like, oh, I applied for kindness and this and that because everything was delayed. And it was just like, oh, you guys updated your kindness? Oh, make sure you look good right in front of the camera. I was like, I thought you were just gonna get mad at me. Because I didn't say it early handed, but it was actually nice though. So it's just like, I'm just same time helping my own family out, but same time learning. That's the thing. That's the main key. Learn everything as you could before like going off to somewhere else. Yeah, is that good enough?
That's great. Thank you. Thank you so much.